And, you know, on Mondays, we like to check in with one of the voters from the Football Writers Association of America and the National Football Foundation. They have a Super 16 poll, and we're very happy now to be joined by Coach Chris Ault. He's a voter, and he's also a member of the College Football Hall of Fame. And, Chris, just to start, and my cousins are from Reno, and I know you're a Bishop Minogue guy, and all the stints you had at UNR, taking them from D2 to 1AA to Division One, you're Washoe County through and through, aren't you?
I tell you, Rick, you're well versed. They've got, yeah, I sure am. You know, I'm really born and raised in Los Angeles. Went to school at Nevada, and just never had to leave for some reason. You know, or was never asked to leave.
Why would they ask you to leave when you have that exciting pistol style? Where did you develop? Because there's nothing new under the sun. Who were some of your influences? Were you like a Sid Gilman, Sid Luckman kind of thing?
Well, you know, Rick, we were a one-back offense in the 90s, all through the 90s, and we led the nation in passing. I mean, we'd moved up to Division One, and we were really an explosive team. And I was athletic director at that time also, and I stepped out of coaching for a couple of years and then was asked to come back into it. And, you know, between that time, I just noticed that, you know, if you're going to win championships, you got to be able to run the ball. And at that time, you know, I started thinking about this thing we call the pistol, you know, and unfortunately there wasn't anybody to talk to. I mean, first of all, my staff thought I was nuts when I brought it up. So, you know, I had to kind of do it in the back room. But the whole idea of the pistol was to run the ball better, a little bit better play action pass. And I really had no idea it would take off and change the offensive landscape of football. But it has, and it's still here.
I remember Colin's last game down here in San Francisco when you played the bowl, and I wanted to see this guy that, like, you know, threw for 10,000 and ran for 4,000. I know he's getting a lot of criticism now, and it's hard for me to believe that a guy can be that good just a year ago to all of a sudden people say, oh, he can't read defenses. I'm not one of these guys that's calling for his backup. I just like to see him get fixed. Do you think it's more him, more the coaching staff, or a little of both, Coach?
Well, Rick, you know, I know Colin very well, and here's what I think. It started last year when, you know, when there were problems with the coaching staff and the management, I mean, contractually, and I think they, personally, I just think they let the coaching aspect of it, the detail that they used to do, go. And Cap got himself in some habits, and now with the new staff coming in, and of course, they're trying to establish what they want to get going and what they want to do, he's kind of in the middle of it. You know, Rick, I don't know how many games you've watched before, and I watch them all, and, you know, it's a combination. The offensive line is you know, trying to come together. They're a bunch of new bodies, and, you know, Cap is the guy that's got to try to be the glue to keep it together, and they're just real inconsistent.
No doubt about it. We're speaking with Chris Ault, one of the voters for the Super 16 poll. One of the great things about this poll is the transparency. We can see how everyone has voted. And I see you have, most people have Clemson in the top five, some from 1 through 3. You have them at 6, and that's pretty good, 6. But why is it that you don't think they're cracking the top 5 just yet?
Well, I think they have the potential of it. There's no question about it, Rick. But I think those guys, at least I've gotten from them, Ohio State, TCU, Baylor, LSU, and Bama, are just better teams right now. In fact, I think Bama's playing the best of all those guys when you look at, you know, offense and defense together. So, I mean, Clemson could crack that any time. I watched them this weekend, you know, and very familiar with the Clemson program. They flew me out a few years ago. We talked some pistol stuff with them. They ran a little bit of it and had some success. But this year, their defense can match their offense and vice versa. So they're good on both sides of the ball.
Speaking with Chris Ault, and I noticed that, you know, at the end of the Miami-Duke game, and there was a virtual, you know, Cal-Stanford 1982 play to end that game, and now the ACC has suspended the officials 2 games for that, saying it never should have counted. What does that do for you as a coach? I mean, them getting suspended doesn't give you the victory you deserved. How frustrating is that when you're coaching to have things taken out of your hands like that?
Well, Rick, I had the same, not that kind of a play, incidentally, but mm-hmm. Same type of play happened to us at Nevada. In which a kid bobbled the ball going in the end zone, didn't have possession. They gave him a touchdown. It cost us the championship. And, of course, the next week the officials look at it, and, of course, they offer all the apologies and, and all that stuff. But, you know, my feeling, Rick, when you go back to that game, we've all seen the replay there. There's, you know, there's seven officials out there. Maybe there's eight now. I'm not sure if they've added one. But and they should be able to see there are at least three infractions that I understand that happened, one with the knee touching. And, you know, the sad thing about it, I mean, you've got Duke, which is really an exciting team that can play with anybody, and all of a sudden their bubble gets busted on something that really should have never happened.
All right, yeah, it is frustrating when you think about it that way. Now, what about when I think about, you know, I heard I was going to have you on the show. The game that popped into my head was that game back, I guess it was about 5 years ago, when Boise State was going to make the move to the big time, and they were playing the Wolfpack, and you guys got them in overtime. That upset. I think they were 3 in the nation at that time, and
yep.
Martinez kicks the field goal to win it. What was that? Where does that rank as some of your favorite victories?
Oh, shoot, Rick, that I mean, you know, Nevada, we started football in 1898, and there's not a victory that you can go back to that was any bigger or better than that, because it involved everything that, you know, Wolfpack football stood for at that time. You know, Cap and that group was a senior group and had paid their dues, and Boise State was just, I mean, they were great. They really were a great football team, and that was one of those games that night we were on, and we found a way in the fourth quarter to hang with them and then finally, you know, put the nail in the coffin, so to speak, because we had not done that before with Boise. That, you know, they were that good of a team, but that's certainly a memory to this day. I mean, it's certainly the game that's talked about to this day still, and will always be a great memory for me, I'll tell you that.
A couple more questions for Chris Ault. As far as recruiting goes at UNR, or I guess just Nevada now, what were some of the challenges to get people to come up there and say, yeah, it's going to be a little bit cold, but we're going to run an exciting offense? So, like when you get, you know, Kaepernick at a Turlock High, what were some of the things that you were saying? Because I know it's not, you're not going to show the girls at the beach at Florida, or you're going to show them, like Notre Dame films or USC films. What were some of those challenges to recruit up there?
No, Rick, but we're going to show them the pistol, and nobody else ran it like we did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that was really the sugarcoating, you know. And, you know, Rick, I'm one of these guys. To this day, I somewhat smirk at the 3-star, the 4-star, the 5. I mean, all that. You know, that's our media. That's coaches hyping kids and stuff. But I can tell you this. We had kids here my last 3 years that could play for most Pac-12 teams, I mean, without question. And the difference between our program and a lot of programs, Rick, is I thought we did a great job of taking kids and developing them, their skills during their young years to put them in a situation where they could be productive for us. You know, Cap was here as a redshirt freshman, and to be honest with you, you know, it wasn't anything special. I was even thinking that, okay, if he's a good enough athlete, we didn't know his speed at that time, we had an idea, but he's a good enough athlete that we'll move him to free safety or receiver if he can't play quarterback. You know, we got those kind of kids that were good athletes, and my staff did a great job of just developing them as we went down through the years with them. And by the time they became juniors, we were usually knocking on some doors.
And over the years, I mean, especially this year, lots of Niner fans saying, "Why can't Chris Ault come in? And maybe not even as the OC, but just, I know you work for the Chiefs, but just as a consultant and do the things that Colin does, you know, play him to his strengths." Have you ever been approached by the Bartolos?
No, you know what, Rick, and I'll tell you, I really thought when I stepped down, I and Cap was with him, I thought, and my agent even thought, you know, that would be a pretty, I don't want to be a coach in the NFL, you know, a consultant, you get all the benefits of that, and you come back and forth, and we were hoping, and I was thinking that's going to be a perfect fit, because I know Jim Harbaugh. I think the world of Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I just thought, why not have Cap's guy here that knows an awful lot about him and, you know, can add some things to it. So, Rick, I sit here, and I got to tell you, I'm sick. I'm sick because I know this guy. I know what he can do. I'd love to have him for 2 weeks. And I'll tell you, mechanically and attitude-wise, he would he's so competitive, Rick. He just, that one little push, and I don't know you know, you don't know how they're practicing. You don't know what the game plan is, and you don't know if they're trying to just keep it real conservative for him. But he's not that kind of guy in my book. I mean, he can do some things, and that doesn't mean you run the read option. He can do an awful lot. You know, here they got Manning in the running the pistol, for crying out loud.
So if Jed or Trent, if they call you today, are you getting in the car?
I'll be there before they can hang up the phone.
Great. And finally, Coach, I see here, and tell me if this is true, I coached a little football overseas. I played D2 in college. I coached in London. It says here that you're going to coach the Rhinos in Milan in Italy next year?
Yeah, Rick, I just got back last week from a 5-day, kind of a spring camp we had with the guys that were there. And yeah, I go back over in January because their league starts in the springtime, and the Milano Rhinos and I are going to hook up.
That sounds.
Hey, we'll see if we can get these Italians run a little bit of this pistol stuff.
And you can bring a little Reno fashion to the fashion capital of Italy.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure they're going to teach me an awful lot about that and my wife.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Chris Ault, College Football Hall of Famer. He is a voter for the Super 16 poll. Check it out. It's a combination of the Football Writers Association of America and the National Football Foundation. Chris has Ohio State number one right now. Hey, Coach, man, great talking to you, and I hope we catch up with you again real soon.
Thanks, Rick. I enjoyed talking to you, and I'm glad you knew an awful lot about Nevada. That's great stuff.
Well, as I told you, we got a place in Tahoe. My cousins are Reno people, so I'm up there all the time, my friend.
Beautiful. Hey, if you're ever in town, call me. We'll go to dinner.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for that. I will. And if I'm in Milan, we'll go to the Galleria and walk around and act fashionable, all right?
Oh, God, Rick. We don't want to bring our checkbook, so.
Not at all. All right. Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you for that. Come on back on SportsBot.